Rock Station. Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday. There's two from you two. Well, it's 7:52, and last night was the big 10,000-plus person Trump rally in Bethpage at the Grumman Studios. Brett put a lot of work in and got press passes and entry passes and the whole thing so the guys would have full access. And he went with Ted Linder, of course, our news director.
A lot of emails were sent.
Video guy as well.
Phone calls were made. Favors pulled.
Great job.
Because Ted was going to do what he does best, and he was going to go find the protesters and antagonize them and then make them cry for their mothers when they tried to go head-to-head with him. That was that. Would you say that was your job?
That was part of it, yeah.
Would you say that was the main reason we want, like, is that what we talked about on the radio leading up to last night?
If there were protesters that we could talk to,
They were there. They were there.
Not that many.
There were protesters
not
there.
Not that many.
But they just weren't convenient to you.
Well, they were out of our range, absolutely. The way the security apparatus was set up. And Brett, our producer,
How come the other radio stations were able to get that?
I don't know who you.
I heard it on the way in this morning.
Give me an example.
CBS had it on the radio and on the way in.
Well, they were desperate to get protesters. They're so anti-Trump that they want to get all those many protesters.
You see what I'm
on.
Saying? What you're doing right now to me is what I wanted you to do to the protesters.
Do you get it? Ask Brett what the security was like. We had to take shuttle buses. We couldn't even walk anywhere near Grumman. We didn't have police escort or anything. We had to walk like the common folk.
Oh, not walk.
Walk like the common folk.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you had to go actually seek out the people that we needed for the radio.
You don't understand. That's not how it worked. We all had to go in a certain line and file in and walk across like a grassy knoll.
When you were going
and come
in.
Come around. Right, exactly.
But the protesters were in a different spot from where the people were lined up.
And the shuttle buses went right past them. Brett can testify.
All right,
so then
you go back and you get them.
We couldn't once we were in the line. We were in the line.
So
going
don't
on the
go
way
in the line until you get the people that you were sent to go get.
We had to get inside.
No, you had to get inside because that's where you wanted to be.
We were all pumped.
This is exactly what I wanted you to do.
Brett, what do you think?
What I wanted you to do. I don't hold you responsible at all. I know hanging with him is like herding cats. I understand that.
It didn't help.
I'm not holding you responsible. I'm holding him responsible.
If we go out of this line, there are sniper guys on the roof. They want to know
I wish they would have shot you.
There was so much heavy security.
I wish they would have shot you. One job, dude.
It was a terrific night. It was a great night.
So you're saying once you were on the bus, you were like pretty much a captive. You had to go where people told you to go. You had no way to get out of there to get the protesters.
They'll drop you off in a certain spot.
Right.
And there were protesters farther down. Ted really wanted to get inside, though.
There were protesters. So far down.
Far down from where we were.
A quarter mile?
At least a quarter of a mile.
Okay. That's a 5-minute walk. That's a 5-minute walk.
And there weren't that many out there.
I don't care how many.
Only a few.
Your job was to find them and drive what you're doing to me and to do it to them. That was your job.
And then once we got inside at the rally started, there was only one protester that interrupted.
But she was escorted out quickly. But you made it about you. You weren't going to get it done inside. We knew you weren't going to get it done inside. It had to be done outside.
Right.
But you didn't care about what was best for the show. You cared about.
We talked to
anybody
a lot
wanna take
of people.
A guess? Raj, take a guess. Guess at what Ted cared about. Take a guess.
Talking to the pro-Trump people.
We didn't care about talking to the pro. We knew you could preach to the converted. That wasn't the problem. The job you had was to drive them crazy.
What Ted wanted for 100?
What Ted wanted was Ted. Ted cared about Ted.
Well, you don't understand how it was all set up.
It doesn't matter. He knew where the protesters were.
Well, we all knew where the protesters were.
Then why didn't you go to them?
Because we couldn't get to them.
Yes, you could. You had to walk five minutes. He just said you could have gotten to them.
It was such a circuitous...
Brett, could he have gotten to them?
We probably would have risked not getting inside, but yeah, there weren't that many where we were.
What was the job?
To get the protesters.
Thank you.
He did lead a build a wall champ.
What's up, everybody? We're going to build the wall. It's going to be a great wall. Who's going to pay for the wall? Everybody, build the wall! Build the wall!
Build the wall!
Build the wall! Build the wall! There you go.
Will you at the Wanta Inn?
That's where we started. We started at the Wanta Inn, had a few beers, then went to Umberto's, had some pizza.
Dude, I'm going to choke you.
You never were there, were you?
No, if I didn't see pictures of him inside, there was no question that he was there. He just didn't give a damn about the job he was sent there to do.
Oh, boy.
It was a great time.
7:57.
You're laughing.
Well, it's so Ted. It's so exactly what you almost expect.
But why doesn't this drive you crazy?
Well, because A, I do believe them that they had a hard time with security to have to leave to go to protesters, which Brett described as maybe a couple of guys with signs who weren't really like...
A five-minute walk.
It was further than that.
It was if it was a quarter mile, it's one lap around the track. It's a five-minute walk. Ted, stop.
And trying to turn around in a line. Talk to anybody that was at the rally last night.
You ended up not having to wait into the line because you had press pass. Dude, I'm going
to
kill you.
Everybody had to go in the same. Brett, did everybody go in the same way?
Everybody did go in the same way.
Exactly. There was no special.
And if you got on a line, is that why the snipers were on the roof?
There were snipers on the roof, Secret Service everywhere.
To shoot Ted.
Helicopters flying over.
They should have shot you.
Like getting out of line by the wall in East Berlin. They take you out. 7:58, here's that. Just after 8 o'clock, last night's big Trump rally at the Grumman Studios in Bethpage created all sorts of havoc as far as the roads and traffic and parking and roads blocked, but 10,000-plus people, I think that said maybe 12,000 or whatever, went to the rally, and Ted and our producer Brett went with a video guy and didn't really find any protesters.
Didn't really
try. They say they were kind of herded in with the people into the rally. East End, Jeremy, you got defense for Ted. Go ahead.
It's all your fault, man. You should have went there with the guy and like made him do it. I mean, sending me out to, Colorado to a weed convention and saying, East End, don't get high at the convention. Go do.
Because Brett went with him. I had to coach my son's soccer team. I had family responsibilities.
Ted's a grown man.
Ted's a grown man with a job.
But, dude, think about what you're doing. Ken is, like, the most Donald Trump guy there is.
I gotcha. But once you got what you had to do, go inside and have a great time. I'm cool with that. You go there, you get your job done, and then you go party or do whatever it is you're into doing. I don't care.
I don't blame you. I think you knew it was you're going to fail. I think you set him up to fail.
I didn't set him up to fail. That's why Brett went. Oh. Brett stepped up to the plate big time and said, yeah, got this. I'll go. I'll babysit him. I understand that he's like, what was going to be the case. I'm, you know what? Forget it.
Now you're aggravating. Now he's aggravating you like Ted does.
Forget it.
Goodbye. 102.3 WBAB.
Don't. Build the wall. Don't.
Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP's Double Shot Thursday. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Double Shot Thursday. First one from STP. All right, reaction to Ted Linder, news director, who went with our producer Brett to the Trump rally. Did not get into any sort of question-answer session with the protesters. However, did take the bus and got in line with all the supporters for the rally and went right inside. Not exactly what was pictured or talked about on the air, but Ted sure is happy he went to the Trump rally. Mm. Ed, good morning, BAB. What's going on?
JP loves to abuse Ted. He knew Ted was going to fail. And the entertainment value you're getting by abusing Ted was more than what Ted would have got if he spoke to those protesters.
That's not a bad point.
By the way, I'm Ed from Levittown. He's the president of the Ted Linder family.
Right.
Of course you are.
I guess if I want to see the bright side of things, I could look at it that way.
Hey, thanks, Ed.
Take care.
All right. Another one on your side, Ted. Very interesting. It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. Double Shot Thursday. Hey. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Double Shot Thursday. There's two from Stone Temple Pilots. It's 10 after 8, Roger and JP. Ted will update the traffic in just a second with the LIE situation.
We'll get to what Ted actually did accomplish probably in about 15 minutes, but right now I'd like to focus on the negative if we can.
Yeah, the Trump rally last night, Ted had the job to go and talk to the protesters and really do what Ted does, which is rile people and poke at him a little bit. Brett was with him, our producer, and, they ended up with all the pro-Trump supporters, not really with the protesters at all. So he had the one job, and he really did fail to totally get it done. Good morning, BAB.
That's putting it lightly.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if I don't do my job, I get fired.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, my good man. I know if I don't do my job, I get fired, too.
My goodness, calling for a man's job so quickly.
Apparently, he's immune to the same rules and regulations that the rest of society are.
Is he related to Mr. Cox or something?
I don't know. Maybe he's got naked pictures of somebody somewhere doing something wrong. Who really knows? Who really knows? He had one job, and that job was to antagonize protesters. And he decided that the protesters were too far away from him. So why put that kind of effort in?
I think he was just a little scared.
Well, I don't know about scared, but they were too, he said they were too far away. It was a long walk.
Yes.
It was cold and windy.
He would have had to walk a little. It was brutal.
It
was windy. Yeah.
God forbid. Oh, yeah?
Brett will vouch for that.
You really want to get in this pool?
I'll stay over here.
You should. You probably should.
All right. Well, here's some of what Ted actually did get done and what went on at the rally from, like, kind of Ted's point of view and his recordings. And
Brett, was watching him at the rally, like, seeing, like, a gorilla in the zoo?
You know how happy you are at an Iron Maiden concert, you personally?
Yeah.
That was Ted. Singing along to every song?
Yeah.
That's what Ted was doing. With Trump's speech.
I got to hear this. Okay.
Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday. First one for the Rolling Stones, take 21.
So basically, Brett, the only thing he didn't do was throw his own poop. Other than that, he was just like watching a monkey in the zoo.
Yeah, not that I saw. Right. But everything else, all right. Spot on.
You couldn't put Ted in a happier place for him than like at a political rally with Donald Trump.
We'll get to that in a second. I want you to describe him in his natural habitat.
You got it.
We'll also hear Ted talking to people. I've seen pictures on Facebook. There's no question he was there, JP.
I don't want to even hear
I've Ted. I've seen people posting pictures with Ted. It's almost like he's a little folk hero
or
something.
I don't even want to hear his voice, though. I mean,
oh, there it is. It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday. At 3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station, Double Shot Thursday. Two for the Rolling Stones. 825. Yesterday's Donald Trump rally at Grumman Studios drew thousands and thousands of people, one of which was Ted Linder, our news director, the other which was Brett, our producer.
Thousands of people, not one protester.
Nope, apparently there weren't any nearby to where they were.
Maybe they were just wearing camouflage. Ted couldn't find them.
There were not that many, and you could ask anybody that was there. Yeah, one interruption during the rally, that was about it. One little interruption.
And she was beaten and thrown out?
She wasn't beaten. She was escorted out quickly.
Ted, Trump said, "You know, don't touch her. Don't touch her." He's purposely saying, "Don't touch. Be nice. Be careful." And then, since we were in the media area, she was escorted right by us. And Ted turns around and goes, "Get her out of here!"
Did you really?
Yeah, that's the standard fare.
He probably would have pushed her out if he could.
Were the rest of the press people?
Get him out.
Were the rest of the media people staring at him like he was like didn't belong there at that point?
No,
nobody even cared.
No.
Just
the rest of the crowd. Ted's one of the crowd at that point. He was in his element.
You were imitating Trump when he said, "Get her out of here." I mean, that's
right. Get him out.
He was in the mosh pit.
And you knew everything that Trump was saying. Like Brett described it as you went to a Trump's greatest hits rally where you've seen so many of them on TV because you watch every one of them.
Right.
That you know what he's going to say?
He's like, basically,
yeah. He's like, watch this. He's going to talk about the snake. He's going to talk about the snake. Can I talk about the snake for a minute here, people?
Oh, really?
The snake is a poem. By Al Wilson, and it's all about this woman that takes in this snake that's dying.
Okay.
And she, you know, ends up getting bitten by the snake after she nurses him back to health. And then the woman actually dies, and she says, "How could you do this to me after I took care of you?" And he says, "You stupid woman, you knew I was a snake before you took me in." That's the general message of the poem.
Okay.
And he equates that to, like, the Syrian refugees and all the people that we're letting into the country now.
What did you get out of this whole thing? I know what you didn't get.
It was an experience. Like, it was your part of history.
Because you've been comparing this to me going to a Giant game or a Yankee game,
exactly.
And I couldn't disagree with you more. I go to those things.
Yeah, because you're not into it.
Hold on a second. I go to those things to be entertained.
Right.
Right? You're not going to a political rally for entertainment.
Well, Trump does. He's an entertainer first.
Let me finish, dude. You're going to that thing, and I think people go to that thing for the same reason they go to church, to come out with some sort of feeling of positivity, some feeling of excitement, some feeling of hope.
Yeah, but Donald Trump's an entertainer first. You got to remember that. I mean,
Celebrity
Apprentice.
If he wasn't in this and you were a Kasich's guy and...
No, I've never been this excited about any candidate.
Ever.
No.
Really?
And the only thing I can equate it to for people on the other side, there was just as much excitement, to be fair, for Barack Obama in 2008.
Oh, yeah.
There was just so much momentum, so much excitement that John McCain really never had a shot in that election because there was just so much excitement and so many people pumped up in the historical implications of Barack Obama. That's what I can equate it to.
I'm not like harassing you for wanting to be there. I just think comparing it to a sporting event is wrong. I compare it to going to see the Pope.
Brett was there. I mean, look at the crowd. Brett, what type of energy was in that crowd? Even Zach, our camera guy, who's not, he's like, man, the energy in this crowd is unbelievable. It's like a sporting event.
Huh.
Yeah, it felt like a concert. It felt like a sporting event when he said, "We're going to make America great again." All the key lines. Yeah! Like they heard it the first time. You know, like, I can't believe he's saying this. That's what I'm feeling. And Ted's right along with it. Yeah!
Yeah, it was great. I'm glad that we got to go.
Did you put a lighter up in the air at any point?
Cell phone.
Did you wake your Make America Great hat again?
I had my shirt on.
Did you wear it?
I had the shirt.
Oh, okay.
What shirt?
The Trump shirt. The man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah, he posted it on Twitter and Facebook, so it's on the WBAB pages now.
Where'd you get that shirt?
Monica got them for me for Christmas. She ordered like a few of them. I had another one, and one wash in the washing machine and the dryer, and most of it got scratched off.
You know why? Because those Trump shirts are probably made in Guatemala.
All right, 8:29.
Do me a favor. When you go home, find that shirt, take a picture of the tag and send it to me. I want to know where that t-shirt was made.
I will. I'll see. I'll take a look. I believe it said made in the USA, but I'll check.
Hecho en Guatemala.
8:29. Here's that.
Your BAB, Cassone Trailers, Long Island traffic. Good news here in Nassau County on the LIE. On the eastbound side, everything has been reopened between exit 41, Route 106, 107, and exit 43, South Oyster Bay Road.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, it's 8:41.
Ted, did your father go to the rally too?
No, he didn't go.
Ted Linder, our news guy, went to the Trump rally last night along with 10 to 12,000 other people. You would say, Ted, was about the
I'd
rest
say more
of it?
Than that, honestly.
Is your dad a Trump guy? Because I know he's the one that's kind of got you into politics, right?
Yeah, he likes Trump a lot.
Does he?
Yeah, yeah. He's not as excited about, you know, about him as I am.
Mm.
But, you know, I think he just wants him to, you know, just calm down and focus if he really wants to win.
Well, that's true.
You know.
So Ted did not get anywhere near protesters, but he did go to the rally and did talk to some people. So let's hear what did occur and what we did get, you know, recorded and some highlights and things like that. Brett, what are we starting with here?
A couple people on the bus.
Well, Donald Trump should have his rallies in the morning, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, because none of his protesters will get up before 12.
He's the only hope for America. And he's the only one, I think, that can defeat Hillary. I think he's held back quite a bit. I think people, these surveys that they're saying Hillary's going to kill him are untrue because she'll probably be in jail.
He's held back quite a bit. Held back from what? Killing somebody? What did he hold back from?
They were all in.
What else you got?
And then he had questions about Hillary Clinton to the people.
First three words that come to your mind when you think of Hillary.
Liar, liar, liar.
Not the next president.
First three words that come to your mind when you think of Hillary Clinton.
Piece of...
Give me the first three words that come to your mind when you think of Hillary Clinton.
God almighty. Can I say something? B-I-G-C-H, a liar, a thief, and I wouldn't trust as far as I could throw her.
Excellent. Harvey Fierstein, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us.
That would be Fierstein.
As soon as I heard that guy was a character.
I thought it was Shrek.
It was so funny.
Anything else? You got two pieces of audio? That's what you did? That's what got accomplished?
We talked to a lot of people.
We should have some really good video.
Yeah.
Should?
Really?
Yeah.
Should?
Yeah.
What's so in the way of the video?
And getting edited.
So we're just waiting on edits.
We're waiting on it.
All right.
What's in front of it?
The person editing it.
Okay.
It's not me or Ted or you.
Okay.
If he could hurry, is that possible?
He's got a lot of other projects.
We're hoping to have it by May.
What's in front of
it? Stand by.
We'll have it after the Trump inauguration.
Correct. It'll be our celebration video.
Just in time.
So what do you feel now, Ted? Where are you at? Where's your head?
In terms of him?
Yeah.
Going forward, he's, you know, it's going to be a bloodbath going down the stretch because...
It doesn't bother you that you were able to mouth the words to his speech, that he's saying the exact same thing to
everybody? Yeah, that's actually a great
video. No, it doesn't bother me because he's hitting all of those main points and, you know, there are people that haven't heard them yet. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people that were at that rally, they had never heard it before. So
it's a really cool video. That's one we should put up where Ted is mouthing each word.
I can only equate it to think about stuff that we do on the radio. We can do things 1,000 times, and some people have heard it only for the first time.
Right.
So Trump did his greatest hits, and you were there.
Right.
All right. Ted Linder.
I'll get that video up of him mouthing the speech.
That'd be great. Thank you.
At least we'll have some video from last night.
That'd be nice.
That's cool.
We will. We'll have some. We'll have more.
See if you can find some protester video from somebody else and put that up, too.
We'll do.
It's 8:44.
Steal the one from the people watching. Put the work in.
When did Ted work for ABC?
Here's Ted on the Roads.
Your BAB Cassone Trailers, Long Island traffic on the LIE. Everything reopened eastbound between exit 41, Route
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, and there's two from Guns N' Roses. All right, 8:57, and the video of Ted mouthing Donald Trump's speech is up on the BAB Facebook page if you want to see it. Brett has already posted it.
I keep watching clips of the rally last night, and I'm just looking around and looking at all these people, and I'm just like, I don't know what, I really don't know what to make of it.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know, because I'm just like, it's almost like they believe every word that's coming out of out of his mouth, but nobody, like, without question. Mm-hmm. Like, he said, we're going to get rid of Common Core.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody went, not one person said, how?
All right, is that a speech at a rally?
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's almost like, I almost feel like it's...
I'm surprised you're saying this because you have been on the Trump train from the very beginning, and everything he said, you're like, yes, this guy's saying what I'm thinking.
But for months now, for a couple of months now, I'm saying, how?
Mm-hmm.
So now you have my attention. Now I'm asking questions.
Yep.
And I almost feel like people are now following blindly. As far as if you put a gun to my when the thing comes to New York, I'm voting for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's got my vote right now.
If he ends up there.
If he ends up, when he gets to New York for the primary, got me,
because
I like him more than I like the other. But nobody's asking any questions at these things. Mm. And I guess maybe that's not what this is for.
That's not what a rally is,
That's not what this is for, but I'm like, I almost feel like there's like a lot of following blindly here.
No, there's a lot of hope, just like any other,
just like church.
There's
that's
a
why
hope.
I'm comparing this thing like going to church.
You lay out your ideas, and then, and the other thing is if people finally want somebody... or at least Trump fans want somebody that, says what they say in their private life, have been saying for years they feel like their voices haven't been heard, and they want somebody that's going to win.